Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
She was hot. She was singing, "Don't turn around, uh-oh, the commissar's in town, uh-oh."
HB 657 and 766, those bills have passed. That is the school bus stop arm. That DeSantis has signed it, so Travis Fulton is working diligently to go through different companies to see the best fit for Santa Rosa to outfit our camera system and stuff so we can go forward with that. So that's where we're at with that, and I'm hoping that we'll have all that taken care of before December of this year.
There you go. That's Virginia Sutler. She is the transportation director for the Santa Rosa County School District, and she's explaining that the bus stop camera bill that the Florida legislature passed this year that allows a camera to be placed basically on the end of the little stop sign that pops out of the school bus and other cameras elsewhere where you can capture drivers who pass a stop school bus. And start giving them tickets on the basis of like a red light camera that goes with the school bus wherever it goes. So remember I told you the number of those things? It was crazy the number of times that school buses get passed in the state of Florida every single day. You know, it's like 1,000 times a day. It's a crazy, ridiculous number. And so obviously, you know, kids are in danger when this happens and they need to stop. And if this is going to discourage them, I'm for it. I know there was some conversation, you know, in the legislature about the appropriateness of having tickets being given by cameras the way some people have a problem with red light cameras to begin with. It doesn't bother me, especially when you're talking about school buses. I just figure, you know, hey, I understand your concerns. I also have skepticism about certain kind of camera systems, particularly speed cameras. I have a problem with those. I don't think they work well, and I do think there's some challenges with that. But I think that red light cameras actually work effectively. I don't generally think they're a problem. And in this case, again, if you're talking about driving past a bus, go get them, you know. So also something we had talked about with Karen Barber, the superintendent of Santa Rosa County Schools, is that the changes in the school bus system of where they would pick you up and how many routes they were running and all this. Remember, parents were very upset in the beginning because they were worried that it was going to be a long walk and kids were going to be unsafe. And, you know, anytime things change, you know, there's going to be a number of parents who are going to get upset. People, you change and people get upset about stuff, okay? This was something that in the beginning they said, look, we have to. We just don't have enough school bus drivers and our on-time rate is so low, like in the 70s, we've got to do something. So they put a whole plan in. They changed everything. And what were the results?
Dr. Barber, we are at 98.8%.
I just said to Terry, I'm so excited about this. 98%.
I did. I wanted to share it with the board so to let you know that we have improved.
And just refresh our memory. What was the on-time percentage last year?
94.
Prior to our change in transportation.
Oh, I don't even know.
I think it was like 75, 78%.
It was low. It was seven. Yeah, it was really low.
So the changes that we made.
Yes, ma'am.
Not only got our students to school on time and home on time, it increased the instructional minutes that those students received in the classroom.
Yeah.
I think
ma'am.
That might also have had an impact on our fast scores and our performance this year. So, great job.
Yeah, because you have consistency, structure, you're hitting your targets, and kids are getting to class on time in the beginning of the day, which is, those are all important things. So, yeah, this seems like a massive win for Santa Rosa County. Meanwhile, we've got a couple of schools that they're working on. One, the Wallace Lake K-8.
Wallace Lake K-8. So we're continuing to work through the summer to get the school ready for students this fall. We are putting down the landscaping. If you go by there right now, you see that happening. The first classroom wing is getting ready for furnishings. Second classroom wing is following right behind it. The media center is being completed in about 7 to 10 days.
This is the one right on Wallace Lake and Shemukla Highway. And, you know, my wife and I go biking, and we had been for a while doing Santa Rosa County, the north end of Santa Rosa County. So every week we would go drive past. We'd see the progress, you know, and we'd see the things happening. And also, by the way, weird to think about all the challenges that are even today, like post-COVID, we are still dealing with certain challenges in supply chain and personnel chain.
You know, we're still dealing with some challenges with one of the key trades. We're importing some additional resources. We're reaching far and wide. Found some additional electricians in Atlanta earlier this week that we're going to have over there on Monday. And hopefully that's going to help us deal with that concern that we've been having that's been kind of a roadblock to bringing things to closure.
We're having trouble getting the school finished. Why? Can't find electricians. What? I know. We'll go to Atlanta to get them. Oh, okay. Like, that's just where we are these days. You know, can't get electricians. We'll go to Atlanta and find some. That's crazy. But that's just, these are the challenges that everybody is dealing with. Remember how the Cervantes Road project, which, not what you think of that project, but just as a matter of fact, they couldn't get that road project completed because they couldn't get the mast arms in for the pedestrian crossing, the big signs that would go up. Like, just couldn't get these pieces of steel. Just couldn't get these big things in, and so they had to delay and delay and delay. And then finally, the South End School on Highway 98, where the old flea market used to be.
I'd just like to get something on the record on that South End School. You know, there were some rumors when the sign was put in the wrong place that there's going to be stores and retail in front of the school, and I just want to say, public record, that is not the case. I was just told that the other day when I drove by, and it will be, the entirety of that site will be the new high school.
You'll see the front of the school driving by, yes.
Correct.
Thank you,
Dave. Appreciate it.
McKim and Creed.
Yeah, that's Carol Boston, one of the school board members. Really, Carol's great. But yeah, just kind of, she's always the person that's going to be like, okay, so let's think about this. I always appreciate her. But yeah, the rumor mill apparently running that we were going to put a strip mall or something out in front of the school on Highway 98. No, it's just going to be a school. That's all it is. 6:16 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching one accident. It's Woodbine and Highway 90 in Pace, but not showing a roadblock this morning. In fact, it's the only thing we're seeing. Certainly is caution wherever you are. You know that. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got an import, a Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, great cars, you pay extra to get them. You don't have to pay or overpay to get them serviced. You don't have to take it to the dealership, which could mean extra money, could mean travel time if it's in Mobile, right? All of that inconvenience. Or you can just take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on these cars all the time. They also work on domestics. Okay, it's not just imports. It's just that that's a slice of the market that they understand people might not realize that, you know, they don't have to go to the dealership for. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. Okay, you got a diesel truck. They work great when they run. They don't work so great when they're not good. And they, you know, not everybody works on those. Well, they do. No problem. They want to see you for the preventative maintenance, the routine stuff. Like, come see us healthy so you don't have to see us, you know, unexpectedly, right? Try to prevent those things by the routine preventative maintenance. In 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service, right here on Davis Highway.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
I'd just really like to hear about the news sometime.
We've got security clearance. You can read about it.
So, kind of an interesting development in Escambia County, something we haven't had a chance to talk about. It's kind of been on my list of things to discuss for, golly, almost 2 weeks now. It's crazy. Sometimes I just don't get to stuff and then don't get to stuff and then don't get to stuff. And finally, I guess we got a second here to talk about it. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, Escambia County District 1, right? Seven years ago, he left the school board and he ran for the seat, and he ran against two opponents, Jesse Casey and I feel so dumb. I guess she's one of my best friends. Like, I just can't think of her name. This is, you know, your brain changes when you get older. And then 3 years ago, I ran against Jesse Casey again and against Doug Underhill's chief of staff, Jonathan Owens. That's because I got Karen Barber, and I know it's Karen, but I can't think of her last name. Anyway, so he wins by a plurality, not a majority, right? So he put an announcement up, like I said, about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that, where he said, I'm doing something that's a little bit surprising, a little bit unexpected. I'm hiring somebody to take over for my long-term assistant, Debbie Kenny, who's retiring at the end of the month. And he says, this might raise eyebrows for some people, but the person who's going to be my delegate to the people, my representative, my ambassador, my chief of staff, whatever you want to call it, Jesse Casey. So he's hiring the person that he ran against twice to be his second in command, his right hand, whatever you want to call it. And his pitch on this is, look, this is, he calls it the 70% solution, because between us, we got 70% of the vote. And, you know, the idea is that we can represent all of the people this way. And that's sort of his explanation, is this is the best way to get everybody, you know, the two perspectives, right, to be represented on the board. Now, the less charitable interpretation, thank you, Karen Sindel. Oh, my God, I feel like I love Karen to death so much. I can't believe I couldn't remember her name, last name. Anyway, so he says, you know, this is a good thing. We're bringing together the diverse ideas of the two different people who ran for this office. So one interpretation is no big deal. Smart. You know, presidents have done this. You know, Trump brought Ben Carson in, who was a competitor, into his administration. Obama brought in Hillary Clinton, you know, as Secretary of State. I mean, bringing in the people that you ran against isn't all that weird. Okay. The other perspective on this is super Machiavellian politics. Like, first of all, he went through the whole redistricting thing where he specifically called for a map that redistricted his former competitor, Jonathan Owens, out of his district. So he redistricted Jonathan Owens out of being able to run against him unless he moves, in case you don't remember. And, you know, now his answer is, well, these district maps made sense. Okay. Also redistricting himself into controlling Perdido Key, and in a rarity, right? And redistricting Doug Underhill actually out of District 2 into District 1. But, you know, so now, again, the uncharitable view is, so he redistricted his opponent out. He tried to pass and did, in fact, pass a rule that if you run for county commissioner, you have to resign your job, which is, you know, kind of an interesting just side note to all of this. The Jonathan Owens rule, as some people call it, and I don't think unfairly that's right. But so now Jesse Casey, he's hired, who, if he's working for Jeff, can't also run against Jeff by the rule, unless he wants to resign. Jonathan Owens has been districted out of the district, right? So you pick. You pick. Is this a? This just makes perfect sense. This is the kind of thing that smart people do, is they try to borrow on the expertise and the experience and the, you know, ability of somebody who's not you to see things a different way and make your office stronger. That would be the favorable interpretation. Or is this like super manipulative, try to get rid of all your opponents politically, one way or another, either buy them off or you know, redistrict them out? You decide. I'm not picking. I'm saying I can see it both ways. And despite whatever disagreements I've had with Jeff in the past, and I still have a lot of them, I'm just saying, you read it how you will. 625 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the news. Oh, sorry, David. False start. It's 625. I got to go to Candy or I get yelled at. Not by Wayne. Candy, but by other people.
Yeah, right.
Candy's got traffic on the fives.
No, it looks like everything's fine right now. Accident at Woodbine and 90 in Pace, but it looks like that has been cleared. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Now, David Wayne, who I made wait, I'm so sorry, in the newsroom with our
headlines.
That's
all right. Thank you, Andrew. One of the people that was wounded in the El Paso Walmart shooting back in 2019 had some strong words for the gunman. In court, he told him, quote, "I want you dead." The 12-year-old victim was speaking in federal court Wednesday during a sentencing for 24-year-old Patrick Crucius. He killed 23 people, wounded another 22 in that shooting. A California man has apparently died of extreme heat in Death Valley. The National Park Service says a man's body was found by a maintenance worker on Monday morning. Apparently, his car had gotten two flat tires on the road. The temperature there was 126 degrees that day. And President Biden will be at a manufacturing plant today in South Carolina promoting Bidenomics. The White House says he'll be speaking in West Columbia. Of course, the South Carolina Democratic primary will be the first one on the 2024 calendar.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Somebody texted in and said, it's Jeff. It's super manipulative. There's no other way to see it. Okay. I understand. This is a, you know, I don't get to do this enough, and I probably ought to. You know how Joe Biden says silly, crazy, forgetful things, which everybody has this stuff, okay? And you got to be a little bit charitable, especially with a guy who's at his age. Although some would argue, myself included, that maybe that's a reason to consider not putting him back in that job. But every once in a while, social media criticizes him for something he didn't actually do wrong. And I always feel it's important to defend people when they don't make mistakes. And this is a good example of that. You might have seen on social media. In fact, it was my one of my sons actually showed me this yesterday. I hadn't seen it, so, you know, I appreciate that. But the president says in a speech, we cut the deficit by $160 billion, billion, dollars on the Medicare deal. As in, he stopped to spell the word, but he spelled it wrong. Okay. We cut the deficit by raising the tax. He goes on and explains it. And weirdly, the truth of it is he didn't misspell it. What he said was,
we cut the deficit by $160 billion, billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N, dollars on the Medicare deal.
In other words, he spelled it right. The transcript was wrong. So the White House put out a transcript where they put a Biden gaffe in that didn't actually happen. And he is genuinely one of the most gaffe-prone people ever, and long before he was really old. I mean, you know, back even when he was a senator, the man was a walking gaffe machine. Everybody knew this. I'm not reporting anything unusual. So this is one of those cases where he got tagged on social media for having made a mistake that he didn't actually make. And I feel like it's important to correct the record, to fact-check people on things that they didn't actually do wrong. And this is one of those cases. So there you go. That's my freebie for the day. 437-1620, 437-1620. Do I have time to get into this? Maybe I don't. just an odd one, okay? It's an odd story. I will be honest, I don't fully understand it because I tried to. You have somebody who was involved, Yasmine Benoit, a very highly recognizable, apparently, advocate for the asexual community globally. And she's advocating for asexual rights, as in people who don't find themselves attracted, don't aren't interested in sex, okay? And she tweeted, asexual people deserve equal rights. We deserve legal protection. We deserve protection. And she was the head of a pride parade or something in London. And people are criticizing her for making this claim. And this is the part I don't really understand because, like, people find that assertion. Like, members of the rainbow community are angry at her for her tweet, I guess. To me, though, I don't understand what she's calling for. Here's why. Somebody who's asexual is basically single, and they're not interested in coupling up. And we do have a high presumption in favor of romance, sex, coupling in our society. That's true. But people who don't, there's like no laws disfavoring them.
I know. Do they want a discount on cat food?
I mean, come on, dude. Like, no one cares.
What's the big discrimination that you're encountering, you know? Because when people are asexual, they look the same as people who are just single for a long time. And it's not like you don't get a job or, you know, I was genuinely trying to figure it out. I guess there's some rules about conversion therapy and the way doctors respond to you or whatever, but I couldn't figure out how you'd be discriminated against for just being single.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's aide and co-defendant is seen on surveillance video moving boxes at Trump's home in Florida, according to unsealed details from a search warrant application that aides arraigned today.
Walt Nauta will appear in federal court for conspiracy to hide classified documents. Nauta is said to have hidden the documents from a Trump lawyer whose job it was to find and return them to the National Archives.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A kidnapped 2-year-old girl, Winter Cole Smith, is found dead in Detroit.
Rashad Trice is believed to have stabbed the girl's mother, who was his ex-girlfriend. The mother left with non-life-threatening wounds. Police say Trice took off with Winter, prompting an Amber Alert. When he was busted, Winter wasn't with him.
Fox's Jill Nato. Earth's average temperature yesterday tied the record set Tuesday, breaking the record set Monday, according to University of Maine research. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Beautiful morning. It is 78 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is finishing up details on a public awareness campaign on smoke detectors with the Pensacola Fire Department and the Red Cross. This comes after two people died in two separate house fires over the weekend in Escambia County.
Chief Prater and I have had several conversations about this. This is not a new concept. Obviously, this fire department and others have had a focus on that. But, one of these is too many, and we've been talking about a lot of them.
On Saturday, a man died in an RV fire at a mobile home park on West Jackson. One day later, another man died after being trapped in a home on 8th Avenue. In both cases, there were no working smoke detectors. The state fire marshal continuing to investigate both of those fires. In the days after seven of its customers were poisoned by meth, Nikko Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Bar reportedly received over 30 violations from the state.
According to the PNJ, the Department of Business and Professional Regulation first visited the day after the poisonings when 8 violations were cited, among them food being stored improperly and employees lacking proof of training. When they followed up on June 13th, they issued 23 more. The DBPR says they observed employees not washing their hands while switching from preparing raw food to ready-to-eat food, an employee drying his hands on their apron after washing them, and rice not being properly cooled. The restaurant was allowed to reopen after clearing the 31 violations on June 14th.
And that's News Radio's Joe Ford reporting. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says their investigation is continuing after shots were fired at the Casino Beach parking lot on Tuesday. That happened near the Gulfside Pavilion. In a Facebook post, the Sheriff's Office says two groups of men became involved in an altercation when those shots were fired. Two individuals suffered non-life-threatening wounds. Investigators say the victim's statements were not consistent with witness accounts. Vivek Ramaswamy closing in on Governor Ron DeSantis in the Republican presidential primary. The biotech entrepreneur is at 10% in third place right now. Former President Trump is still the clear front runner at just under 50%. That according to a poll released by Echelon Insights this week. And he gained 2 points compared to a similar poll that was done in May. Governor DeSantis dropped 3 points and is currently at 16%. The Florida Public Archaeology Network says they are still working to determine if the sword that was recently found in the Gulf at Pensacola Beach is a genuine item. The sword was found late June, and a photo posted of the sword went viral. Channel 3 talked with Dr. Judy Bentz, UWF President Emeritus and archaeology professor.
That's kind of rare. If it's real, and I emphasize, we're not sure it's real, but looking at the pictures, it's really not corroded enough. It's not to be 150 years old.
The Archaeology Network says if it is real, it has the looks of a cavalry sword from the 1840s. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right. Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. Looks like everything is running smoothly. Accident a little earlier at Woodbine and 90, but it has been moved off to the side. So no problem there. 98 running accident-free, and traffic flowing freely both directions. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms through those afternoon hours, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Our rain chance continues on Friday, mainly in the afternoon, with a 70% chance of rain. High on Friday near 92 degrees, dropping overnight near 78 degrees. We're going to be seeing your typical summertime pattern for the weekend, with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, temperatures topping out in the low 90s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
78 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Thanks to an overcompensation for supply chain issues, plus slowing electronic sales, there's a glut of memory chips used for smartphones and PCs. But that is awful for business at the world's largest memory chip maker, Samsung. And today the company says it now expects its second quarter profit to plunge 96% as compared to the previous year. That would make it the worst quarter for the company in 14 years. Thanks to rising interest rates and inflation, it's gotten a lot more expensive to buy a car over the last year. In May, the average selling price of a new car surpassed $48,500. And according to automotive data provider Edmunds, a record 17% of Americans who are financing a vehicle purchase are paying more than $1,000 a month. On Wall Street, futures are lower after stocks snapped a three-day winning streak yesterday. They each posted modest losses. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Hi, this is Janet Keller, owner of Flightline Realty and Property Management Company. We are a veteran-owned business at Flightline and here to serve you. We salute the tradition of the Blue Angels Beach Show and all who make it happen. We can serve all of your property management and real estate needs. From home rentals to purchases, we'll make it a smooth flight. Not sure which direction to go? We'll help direct the Flightline. Check us out at our website at FlightlineRealtyPensacola.com. Again, that's FlightlineRealtyPensacola.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Good to have you with us. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Hey, absolutely great to have you with us. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, the shelter, I guess, is doing a pet adoption event that starts today, right? And I know this is one of those things like, people who know you but don't really know you, you're a big, tough guy who builds roads and oversees the county and does some barbecuing on the side, some pretty amazing barbecuing on the side. And they might think, what does he care about animals? But that's really a passion for you, right? That's something you really care about deeply.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. So 4 or 5 years ago, we adopted two puppies or two dogs from the animal shelter. And then over Christmas, we fostered one, and then we wound up keeping her. So
aww.
We're a great supporter of adopting the dogs out of the shelter, rescuing them, and giving them a good home. And you know, they're so just overworked, really, if you will, at the shelter. They're understaffed because it's hard to keep good help when they walk in and you realize that you got 300 animals, and you know, they have to be cleaned, the kennels have to be cleaned. And there's just a lot of dynamics in dealing with the animals, the cats and dogs. And it's, you know, unfortunately, you know, there are some that because of illness or because of super aggressiveness, that we do put those down. But we are at a threshold where we could be considered a no-kill shelter, really. So John Robinson's done a fantastic job in turning that around.
Yeah.
But we are struggling over there. We have a lot of animals and a lot of dogs. And cats. And so, and this is not the first time we've done this. Matter of fact, I told John not too long ago, just waive the fees. Just waive them. And so that's the strategy with this effort here as well. We're just going to waive the adoption fees. And there'll still be a licensing fee, I think, of $11 or something like that. But, it's a big push. It's a big effort to try to get animals to a good home. But also to try to alleviate some of the overcrowding that we have at the animal shelter.
Most definitely. And it starts today, goes through the 31st, so all through the month of July, just trying to empty the shelters, which is actually the name of the adoption event, through the Bissell Pet Foundation. So, you know, if you've been thinking about an animal, Escambia County Animal Shelter, go and find the one that is the right fit for you. One of the other things I wanted to talk with you about is obviously we have Blue Angels coming up this weekend. I mean, it's already going, you know, it's going to be a pretty hefty day today, huge day tomorrow and Saturday, obviously. What kind of preparation do you have to do? What sort of level of staffing up and devotion of resources does this take? And then also kind of on the follow-up side, we used to get a lot of people complain about the mess at Memorial Day. I think we've done a tremendous job over the last several years of, you know, communication and cleanup all together. But I think sometimes people miss that, you know, Blue Angels weekend is a massive mess that takes tremendous cleanup, right?
It is, and you're right. We roll out on Memorial Day, and then, you know, you have the 4th of July weekend, last weekend, which is a huge weekend on the beach, and then you roll right into the Blue Angel Weekend on the beach. So it's a massive push for water safety. It's a massive push for public safety and for public works, and even the sheriff's department and law enforcement. So we are ramped up. It's all hands on deck. And unfortunately for us at the public works, especially, we are almost fully staffed. I think we had one drop on us the other day, but it's been good to have that staff there. We haven't had that in the past couple summers, but we were fully staffed just about. So it makes it a lot easier on us. But yeah, it's all hands on deck. And, you know, they're setting up the area where all of the narration is going to come from, you know, all of that. We support all of that. And then, of course, you know, just the beach strategy itself and how to keep the beach clean, how to keep the bathrooms clean. And then from public safety, you know, the message is, you know, we're going to be out there. We're going to be ready. We don't want anything negative to happen, but if it does, we'll be there in force. But, water safety, stay hydrated. You know, that's the biggest thing I can tell you. When you go out there, you go early. If you're not a person that doesn't like, if you don't like being crowds, that's probably not going to be your event.
That's for
but,
sure.
But go early. Take plenty of water with you, Gatorade, things of that nature. I know, you know, people like to partake with some alcoholic drinks, and that's fine, but you can't just drink alcohol all day. You got to hydrate, and alcohol is not a hydrating fluid. So just be prepared and be patient. Bring your patience with you.
You know, it's a great note about the Gatorade because, you know, water is great for the initial stages of dehydration, but there's a reason Gatorade or, you know, electrolyte-based drinks work so well for the players and also for the regular public that's, you know, giving you back the other stuff that you really need. So that's actually a really good note. And you're right. I mean, we put, you know, tens of thousands of people on the beach in the heat, in the crowd, in one of the, you know, hottest days of the year. We crowd up all the lanes of transportation, which makes it harder for first responders to get in and get out and do their thing. And then now go, you know, and let's hope this works. Well, you know, you guys do an amazing job every year. We're talking to Wes Marino. He's the Escambia County Administrator. Hang on for just a second, Wes. Let's get Candy in here with Traffic on the Fives.
And actually, this report brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You will always have a place at MADD. That's MADD. Call a 24-hour victim help line at 877-MADD-HELP or visit madd.org. Taking a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. That accident at Woodbine and 90 has been cleared. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Marino, the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, I have a question. I don't know if you know the answer. I'm just curious. I was surprised that the 3 Mile Bridge did not run their really cool LED lights for the 4th of July. I had been taken to understand that basically the big events in the year, the Blue Angels weekend, 4th of July, and that some of these would have special light displays. FDOT didn't run those. Do you happen to have any insight into why they didn't or know anything about that?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I do not know the answer to that one.
Okay. I'm just curious. I'm just curious if you might know, because it seems like nobody's quite sure, and but I was curious if you might. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, and I kind of been talking about this yesterday with D.C. Reeves a little bit, this SB 170 that passed, the local ordinances bill that says you have to do like a business impact statement. If a business challenges a new ordinance, that you have to put it on hold. It goes to court. If you lose, you pay their legal fees up to $50,000. Even if you win, there's like, I think, a 45-day delay before you can start enforcing it again. Have you and your staff or you and the commissioners talked about how this is going to affect your ability to make new laws or pass new ordinances?
Yeah, we've spoken about it a little bit in one-on-one conversations. And, it's hard to say right now exactly how big of an impact that's going to be on the local governments. I'm not a fan of preemption. I don't like it when the local governments are preempted out of enforcing an ordinance or taking action on a certain issue. I think it just makes it that much more difficult.
Yeah.
And so, I'm not necessarily a fan of this one, but we'll just have to see how we move going forward and how it really impacts us and affects us. And hopefully it'll be minimal, if at all, but we'll just have to see as we go.
Yeah, I've said this before. I'll say it again. I'm with you. I don't like preemption. I think I understand the idea behind the bill is trying to protect the rights of businesses and individuals. And it's better than the bill that came out last year that did not wind up getting signed. But still, it strikes me as a bill that says, especially because Tallahassee doesn't apply it to themselves. Right. If it was a great idea, then the bill should apply to the cities and the counties and to the state. In this case, the bill was passed and it applies to the cities and the counties. And that, to me, says that it's not the great idea. Otherwise, it would apply at all levels of government. Wes Moreno, he is our Escambia County Administrator, always joins us on a Thursday for great information and helps us understand why our government keeps running the way that it does. Thank you so much, Wes, for the time, as always. Best of luck to everybody this weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 649 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to start the process of getting that next vehicle. Part of the reason is because of selection. You know, what they do is they specialize in cars that are a year, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices, and variety, like 300 different cars on the lot, trucks, Jeeps, vans, sedans, you know, daily runaround, sports cars. I mean, they have it all. Literally, they have it all. And what I was thinking is, you know, the way we buy cars is kind of weird. Like, we tend to kind of get our brains fixed on this car, and then we just go look for that car, and we drive it, and we're like, yeah, that's good. I'm going to buy it. Maybe try this, okay? Go to Frontier with a kind of a price range and a vehicle style or type in mind, and then sit in and drive like 4 or 5 of them. And I'm serious about this. Try something that's outside of your normal range. Like, maybe you're looking at a four-door sedan. Maybe try an SUV. Maybe try a Jeep. Maybe try a truck. Just like one. Or a sports car. Just try one. And maybe what you find is, yep, that's why I don't want one. Maybe what you find is, oh. You know, and then you buy. That's the point. I want you to be happy. And one of the ways you can know that you've gotten a good deal is you compared it to other things. And you know, that's not for me, or no, that really is. Frontier Motors is where you start that process. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
It's time to get your head in the cloud with Pensacola Air Flight School. Come fly an airplane or let them teach you to fly. From your first flight to the airline captain, Pensacola Air offers affordable flight training for pilots by pilots. For a limited time only, we're offering a discounted Discovery flight over the beautiful Emerald Coast for only $139.99. Pensacola Air Flight School. Book online at kpnsair.com or call 850-316-8825.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
It's the 2023 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach, and you can hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio and tune in starting at 11 to hear the narration from the News Radio team, plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWhorter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Visit Pensacola, and Bobby Likas Auto Service. Be sure to bring your radio to the beach to hear the Blue Angels on
News Radio 92.3.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
I end up working in a gas station.
I can't drive 55.
National average for a gallon of gas, 3.52. If you're in Florida, it's 3.33, as I think you all are. Well, those people listen to us online, so maybe somewhere elsewhere. Mississippi, 2.96, and California is 4.84. If you're in Navarre, 3.11 east and west at the Walmart, 3.19 up 87. 3.04 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy across the street, 3.27 in Gulf Breeze proper at the Exxon. If you're in Milton, 3.01 at the Raceway, 3.01 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and 3.09 going through Pace. 3.06 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market on 9 Mile. Same price at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, we got competition. The Shell's at 2.99 at the Pure Station on Jackson, which is a little out of the way for some of you, I know, but that's 2.98. So, I can't believe we're celebrating $3 a gallon gas. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The recent limit put in place on Twitter apparently is affecting the way the National Weather Service monitors notifications from its weather spotters. The Weather Service office in Colorado says that it couldn't see all the tweets normally sent by spotters during severe weather that happened earlier this week because of that limit, and they didn't want to be locked out or pay additional fees, so they had to direct spotters to use alternate methods of contact during the storms.
That is horrible. That is a key public safety mechanism.
Absolutely.
That Twitter inadvertently disabled by the stupid tweet view limits. Wow, that's terrible.
One of those things they probably didn't think of till it popped up, but just a bad deal there. An Atlanta woman going to prison for allegedly scheming Amazon for millions of dollars. A U.S. attorney says Kyrika Wortham stole $10 million, apparently, by creating fake vendors and invoices. She was an operations manager at a Georgia Amazon warehouse. And then after she was arrested, prosecutors say she created fake documents showing the charges had been dropped so she could open a hookah bar. So she's going to prison for 16 years, and she's been ordered to pay restitution.
Oh, my God. You know, fake documents got me into this trouble. Maybe fake documents can get me out of it.
That sounds like it could be a good country song.
It does. Oh, my God. That's great. I mean, it's terrible, but, you know, there you go. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Nothing like insider crying to teach you how to better manage your security systems at a corporation. Let's see. Candy's got our traffic on the fives.
Documents and hookah bars have never done me good. All right. Because
I'm
country.
I'm in.
I feel like I could do it.
Yeah, you could.
We got a text. Disabled vehicle in the shoulder. This is in front of a rest stop just before exit 31 on I-10 eastbound. It's out of the roadway, but parked at a weird angle, so be careful. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I wasn't going to actually cover this story, but the story about the woman with the fraud and then the fraud and the hookah bar and whatever. It made me remember a story I saw yesterday in the New York Post. All I'm going to do is read you the headline because the headline tells the whole story. Okay. Dialysis patient dies of heart attack.
Oh.
During sex.
Oh.
In car.
Oh.
With nurse. Huh. Who failed to call for an ambulance. As far as I know, not in Florida. It's in the UK. But my first thought was, oh, that so much sounds like a thing we would do. So that was it. I just thought, you know, that the craziness of the lady and the fraud at the Amazon reminded me of that story. Just kind
That's
of
quite the headline.
Yeah, yeah. This headline's got it all. All right. Anyway, David, thanks so much. Hey, if you're a 64 turning 65, you're going to go through some changes with your insurance from traditional private insurance or maybe through your employer, whatever it is, over on the Medicare. And I know, it's a big change, especially at a time when you're more likely to use health insurance. And so it can be something that makes you a bit apprehensive, but that's okay. It doesn't have to be. Ricky Stewart, good friend, her whole family does insurance. She does this one part of things, and she just helps people get transitioned over onto Medicare. It's very easy, but I know it can be stressful. You can be unsure. Well, you got questions about supplement, Advantage, Medicaid. Maybe Medicaid applies to you. I don't know. She will, okay? She can answer those questions and kind of relieve your stress and just get it all taken care of. She's fantastic. Ricky Stewart Insurance, just Google her or call her 341-2185. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Subway is adding deli slicers. They bought like 20,000 deli slicers for the ability to give customers fresh sliced meat instead of the pre-slices that you always see in the little bin.
They're probably losing business to Jimmy John's, I would figure, and Jersey Mike's.
Exactly. To me, I don't understand how that is going to, like, that seems like a major time impediment. What do you want? Ham and salami. Okay, let me cut three different kinds of meat for you here on the spur of the moment. Like, you know, when you go to the store and you get deli meat, it's time consuming. And then they got to clean everything in between. And I'm sure they're smarter on this than I am, but my first impression is, I don't know how this works.
Well, they shouldn't have gave all their live reads to a pedo like years ago. Wow. You know what I mean? So... They're not marketing. You know, this is a better marketing strategy.
All right, candy hot takes. I love it. Let's do future news. Ben and Jerry's. Will Ben and Jerry's lose business and or change because of the pushback over their statement that
probably
we stole the indigenous
people's
land? What's that?
Probably gain business.
Yeah, probably. I mean, are you suddenly discovering that they're wildly left of center? I mean, this is a known thing.
Yeah, read the carton.
Will drones replace fireworks over the next 5 to 10 years?
I think so. Man, those are neato.
The stuff you can do is amazing. I don't want to lose the big, you know, explosions, but I will tell you, those are pretty impressive. And will Scott Collins become the Milton City Administrator, City Manager?
Yes.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.